Boker Tov, everyone. Chavtes, Marches, Van Siman, Yotes, Vemalach, Ches, Tu, Yudalot. Here we go. Siv Ches. If a person has a suffix, he's not sure if he mentioned Mashiv Ocham Dagashim during the rainy season. So if it's after 30 days where he has said it properly, that means three times a day, then there's a Chazaka that he said it. Now, the Mishmur, the Achonim actually won't make all, and they say really it's not so much if it's 30 days and he never missed. Rather, as long as he said 90 times, or 30 days passed, even though it wasn't necessarily 90 times. For example, Vesentalamati, you don't say on Shabbos, so really you don't have 90 times after 30 days, and yet that's good enough. There's also a simple Eitzah to say 90 times straight and according to the Mishmur, according to the Chasam Sofer, 101 times, and that creates Hergel Nasetev, an amazing concept that you could change your nature simply by saying something over and over again. Next, Allah Siv Tes, if a person makes a mistake the night of Pesach night, that means he's davening Marv, and he's really not in the best place because he's in Baruch Aleinu, which you're not supposed to be saying. But once you start a bracha Baruch Aleinu, you're actually supposed to finish it. If you finish it, you should not say Tal Matar, even though technically we didn't stop speaking, we don't stop saying Tal Matar until Cholam Moed. Nevertheless, since no one else is saying Tal Matar, you do not say Tal Matar. So too, if Tkufas Tishrei comes out on Shabbos, that means the beginning of saying the 60 days into Tkufas Tishrei, he starts saying Mashiv Ocham Negashim. And he started saying Baruch Aleinu, but it was in Shabbos, and no one is saying Baruch, and no one is saying Mashiv Ocham Negashim. No one's asking for rain, meaning no one's starting to say Talam Matar. Nevertheless, so a person should not say Talam Matar. Even though technically speaking, he should, because it's already the time to say Talam Matar. Why? The rule is Yachid Nigra Acharativu. You have to follow what everyone else is doing. No one else is saying the Tal Matar because it's still Shabbos. Next, a person forgot to say Yalav Yavan Rosh Chodesh. Now this is coming up for tonight. So when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, that applies to Shachas and Mincha. Cholamid actually applies also for Marv. The Halach is if you remembered before you finished Manes and before you said Yud Rotzen, so then you go back to Ratzei. If you didn't remember before Yud Rotzen, so then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmonesa. If a person remembers before he started Moedim, you go back to Ratzei. The Achronim all argue and say that if you didn't start Moedim, you could say it right there. When you finished Ratzei, before you start Moedim, you could say Yalav Ever right there. Before a person finished Hamachzir Shchinasa L'tzinim L'kont Kitzur Shmoch, you say right there Yalav Yavoy. And you finish off with Techazen Aneinu. On Rosh Chodesh, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, both nights, like this coming two nights, the halacha is, if a person did not remember, once you said already Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, it's too late, but you do not have to go back, because Ein Mekachim Rosh Chodesh B'Laila, you don't sanctify Rosh Chodesh at night, and therefore it doesn't make you have to repeat Shmonesah. Next halacha, if a person forgot on Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed Shachis, that means they were davening on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chol HaMoed, and Shachis, you forgot to say the Aviyov, and you only remember it until after you davened the Musaf. The halacha is according to Kitzur Shchinuch, you still have to daven again Shachis. If the time passed, you have to make it up in Mincha. The Maisa, the Ben Ishchai, many other Achronim, Magen Avraham, Balatani, all say that once you ready daven Musaf, you so to speak fixed already the obligation of davening mentioning Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you do not have to repeat Shmoneh. Every place that a person has to repeat Shmoneh, he should wait at least the amount of time of walking six daladamas, four amas, which is 6 feet, which is about 2 to 3 seconds. A shliach tzibul that is davening, and it's a silent shmanes, and he forgot to say yalav yovah, he made a mistake. So the halach is in the first three brachas, he should go back, because he's not going to delay everyone. Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Torah, even then, better not to go back. Rather, if it's after the first three brachas, or according to the Mishnah Berurah, even before, you should rely on your repeated Shmones, I mean the Chazos HaShata you're going to do. Just the interesting thing is, you're going to say L'Kai Netzo, and step three steps back, like you would be davening your own personal silent Shmones. So this is an unusual, good trivia question of when is it Chazos HaShata, Shliach Tzibul says L'Kai Netzo. Last Halacha, Sif Yudalid, on a fast day, those that are fasting the Moshe today, Yom Kippur Katan. So the halach is, whether it's a tzibur yachid, the personal fast, you say, aneinu in shma kolenu. The Sfaradim, by the way, say it so by Ashkenazim, they say it by mincha. Sfaradim, they also say it by shachis. But first, and forgot, and he already reached, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, he does not go back. Rather, he says it after l'kai nitzol, before he steps back. So then he says it right there, and he says after Yudorotzen. The Balatan and others say, no, you say it after Avroch, as Hamboy said, Bashaloim. And I think some do, what they do is they say Yudorotzen, right before the Kai Netzol, say it then, and then finish off with the Elokai, with Elokai Netzol. Interesting that if a Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake, happens a lot, so if he didn't finish off saying Afa'inu, he could still say Aninu. If he did, then he should make it up in Shema Kolein. If he finished that, he should say it after HaMevorech Es Amo Yisrael B'Shalom before Yilu Rotzon. That would be the time for the Shliach Tzibur to make it up. Have a beautiful day.